Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Mayor Morrison, you did awesome. Keep telling that. I know this is just a little bit of the accomplishment. You've got a whole, we've got a whole lot more stuff we can be proud of.
I got a list of things.
Yes,
here.
You do, sir. Let's hear them.
You know, another thing that I think that we need to make known to the public, and this is to the credit of the city council and also the city staff, but San Angelo has a very superior credit rating. It's not as high as you can go. We're still working on it, but it's a very high credit rating, which allowed us this year to renegotiate the money that we owed. We were able to reduce the interest amounts that we paid. We were able to refinance, and we're saving now some $83,000 per month in interest payments. And this is done because of the conservative council, a conservative staff, and taking care of our fiscal business, which allows us in the future to be able to borrow money at a cheaper rate and to do the things that we have to do. I'm very proud of our staff. I'm very proud of our council for the conservative nature that allowed this to happen. You want to talk about my next priority, Scott?
I do, sir. Please.
The next priority is one we've been working on for the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years, maybe 10 years, and that is the need for a new police station. Everywhere I've gone in the last 3 to 4 years, people are asking about a police station. The police are asking about it because the building that they're in is falling down around them. We, at our last meeting, authorized the city manager to negotiate with the First Financial Bank building to buy this building at the intersection of Highway 67 and Highway 87, the most perfect spot in the city to negotiate to purchase the First Financial Bank building for the possibility of a police station. And we have negotiated a price that is less than the appraised value of this. This is a perfect location. And our police chief's excited about it. We'll have to do some modifications on it to change it from a bank to police station. But I think that the way we're working here, we're going to be able to provide a police station for our citizens and for our police. And we're going to do it for just a fraction of what we thought it was going to cost us.
I was so proud. I heard the number. I think, what was it, $1.4 million?
$1.55 million, I believe, is
which,
what it
do
is.
You realize, right now, maybe the lot's worth, what, $800,000 probably?
At least.
My building alone was close, not that much, but half that much.
Yes.
Just for my little small real estate office. So, yeah, I think the city did an awesome job. I was wondering what First Financial, they may be in a shock when they build that new building.
Well,
it's not going to be anywhere near what they sold this one for.
Mike Boyd, I don't think anybody sneaks up on Mike Boyd.
No, they don't. He's a sharp armory.
But they wanted to build another building. They wanted to move their building, and they didn't want another bank in their bank building. So it's worked out well for all of us, for the citizens and also for the bank.
Well, I think, you know what? Thank you, First Financial. Thank you, council. I think it's a win-win deal. And the winner, I think, is the citizens.
It's the San Angelo. That's exactly right, because we're going
to
have
Tim ought to be happy, too, then.
Tim is very happy. Yeah. I'm glad to see Tim happy. Another thing I think we'd talk about, if I've got a minute, the permit and planning department, and this again was another one of our priorities, because there's some problems in our permit and planning department, and anyone that's ever gone down there knows that there are problems, and the problems have grown in the last year or so. We realized we had a problem, and we prioritized this to streamline the permit and planning department, and we began to take steps to do this. Again, we formulated a plan, and we are working the plan, and we've made some great accomplishments. First, we authorized more personnel. We authorized more bodies to work. We authorized more pay for these people so that they would not get burned out as quickly. We spent some $500,000 in computer software so that these guys would have something to work with that would be quicker. We streamlined the processes. We got rid of the redundancies in the paperwork. We gave directions to our planning manager. And we have already reduced what was a 3 to 4 week backlog of residential permits down to the 24 hours that it ought to require. We have also taken the commercials. Our goal is 3 weeks, and I think we're going to make it. We are finally, for the first time, at full staff, and we're training these individuals. We have streamlined. We even changed the building and the way that it looks when you go in so that we could streamline how people first are introduced to our permit and planning. We have a person at the front that tells them what they need to do and is more or less guides them in their quest for a permit. So we have worked hard on this. We've spent money on this. We've devised plans for this, and we have streamlined our permit and planning, and I think we're on the right track, Scott.
Yeah. But you know one thing, Mary, in that department's defense, I ran into Vivian. You remember Vivian?
Oh, I remember Vivian Perry well.
I spent a lot of time in that permits office over the years, and of course, she was there forever and ever and ever, and I think in her head, she had more knowledge than we'll ever have as far as that division goes. But I got running her and just said hi to her, visited for a little bit, told her, I said, we sure miss you. You know, of course, I think she looked happy, but look at the turnover that they've had.
Oh, it's terrible.
Since she left, too. And that's been years and years and years ago. And you can't, there's one thing about consistency. When you've had that job for a long time, you know what it is.
You'll burn out.
And you do. But then the brand new people don't know. Well, then I think when the oil industry hit and we started going bam, bam, bam and building as fast as we could, they weren't prepared. So a little bit we got overwhelmed, maybe.
We were.
So, and y'all have worked through this, and we needed it desperately.
We had some people resign. We had people retire. We were working at about half staff. We had some problems. We realized it, but we tried to correct these problems.
And that's all you can do.
That's all we can do.
You know, my granddad always told me something. He said, Scott, if you screw something up, you do something wrong, and you learn from it, it's called a lesson. If you keep doing, I can't tell on the radio what he called me it was, but it's called a mistake. I'll word it that way. So, you know, if you do something, say, hey, you know, we're going to learn from this, and we're going to fix it. And that's exactly what y'all did, and y'all fixed it.
Well, we've all heard the definition of insanity. You know, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. That's not the way it works. So,